Ruşa masatta demeci mi kumasan da? İşe mosu mu patal masan da? Nana makumasan da makumasi? Kamasan da değil mi karar? Hakama şimo kum. I pray for the power of God to come this day. Your mighty effort from heaven. Lord God, I pray that you'd seal the cracks. Let nothing, no interference from the enemy come in. Lord, we bind all hindrance from Satan, and we pray a liberty of thy mighty power. We pray the unction of the Holy Ghost to function, to do your will. I pray for a manifestation of your mighty glory. Oh, touch your hearts, your people this day. Let this message go to the world this day. Let it go through the eons. People, pick it up and through the air. This is for you this day. I pray that you touch. This is your touch from heaven. You need to hear what this word is saying because they will change you. I was thinking about how so many people try to think it through. It's dangerous when we try to think something through because God moves through his mighty spirit. We're not able to really think. That's why it says he looking back from the plow is not fit for the kingdom of heaven. We start going back, and I have trouble with this all the time, but I deal with it about myself. But it's nothing bad that I think about. But I just think about things that happen, but I shouldn't even do that. Our yesterdays are gone, and we're in this day is for tomorrow. Lord, we praise you. We pray for the mighty power of the unction of the Holy Ghost to be on fire this day. I pray that angels will guard around this place. I say a supernatural power. Glory to bring power here and the effect of your mighty hand. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen and amen and amen and amen. Praise God. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Thank you for joining Brother Freedom and I on this Tuesday afternoon. God bless you. God bless you. We're thankful for those who are out there that are faithful. You're listening. And we want you to know that we're not anything, but God is everything. God is so glorious. He's so gigantic. And I'm so thankful that he sent Brother Freedom along the way of my family could find him. And he shared so many truths that we'd never heard anywhere else that's in God's word. He'd show us scripture after scripture that no preacher had really ever preached to us before. And it was wonderful. It brought deliverance. It brought hope. And we want you to know that the reason Brother Freedom and I are here is not to advance ourselves. We don't collect offerings. We don't ask people to do anything but look to the Lord. Brother Freedom, I know, has been raised up to be like a John the Baptist of this modern era. John didn't wear the most fancy clothes. He didn't eat the fancy food. And Brother Freedom's kind of like that, too. He's just a very work-a-day kind of person that God's anointed. So we're here. We're not going to ask you for anything, but if you'll just listen, let the Holy Ghost touch you. Father, thank you for touching these listeners today or tonight, wherever they are. In the world. Lord, help them to know how real you are. Lord, touch them. Appear to them in some wonderful way in that room where they're at. Oh, that they would see your outstretched hand to them. Lord, as Brother Freedom speaks, that they would feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost as we feel here in when we're in the living room. Thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. Brother Freedom has selected a wonderful scripture in Ephesians. Maybe Ephesians is one of Brother Freedom's favorite books in the whole Bible. It's one that really touched his life, and it's touched mine too. In Ephesians chapter 4, beginning in verse 17, "This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over unto lasciviousness to work all uncleanness with greediness." And then in verse 22 and following, "that ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his brother, for we're members one of another. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. neither give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands the thing which is good, that he may have to give to them that needeth. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice, and be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, I do praise you. Lord, I love you. I thank you that you're so real. I'm thankful that you touched me a long time ago. Lord, I'm thankful. I'm not what I should be, but I thank you for your touching me. I should even be more than I am, but I've tried. And Father, I've always tried to move in the Spirit for you. I've failed you in areas, but it wasn't through moving through the Spirit I feel. Lord, I thank you, thank you, thank you that you're real. You're forever faithful. And Lord, how you can take a nobody and use them, and I don't understand, it's through the Spirit. I pray for the people up to this day. If you have a problem, if you've got something that's bothering you, something that really hurts you, please listen to this message. I pray that God will deal with that, whatever you need, because God is a Spirit. I remember going into hospitals. I wouldn't even know anything about it. First they go in a certain place, and I'd pray for that person, and they'd walk out maybe the next day or so. But I never did nothing on my own. It's always what he told me. And that's what he's telling me. That is the correct way. This ordering him what to do is not in the spiritual context that many believers believe. It's the opposite of God. God wants us to surrender to him in all obedience. Through that, we're dead. We die out. And we're dead end. And we don't have no voice. We're just a vessel he's touched. With that, he moves on mightily. You don't have to imagine what you're going to say. He just says it for you, in you, about you, over you. And that's what the church should have been growing for many years. It's never took place. I don't like to disturb nobody, but I believe it's never took place to any depth. The old Pentecostals started, but they were so ignorant that they did not want to keep going into it. And then after they stopped moving in it, when you stop moving, then you start going backwards. When you go backwards, you start backsliding. You start losing your first love. You start losing that what God gave to you. And that's what's happened. I know this is exactly right from heaven. That's what's happened to the churches. Many of them didn't have too much anyway. They went back from their first love. And now they say they have need of nothing. But yet they're naked, wretched, blind. All the things that come upon people. Heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure, more lovers of God. All these things that happen to us when we don't stay around God. It's like some serious infections. You've got to use the right antidote to cure it. Well, God is the only antidote that will cure our unbelief, cure our sins, whatever's bothering us. It's only through him. And the Bible plainly says, they that wait upon the Lord, it doesn't mean waiting on your pastor, it doesn't mean waiting on your school teacher, your daughter, your son, it means literally waiting on him, the one that made all things. See, these other people that we wait on, they didn't make all things. They've been consumed with darkness themselves. And pray tell me how you can get liberated from someone's sin darkness. You cannot do it. God is the way, the truth, and the life. It says through Jesus Christ was God's gift. No one can come only through the name of Jesus. Because Jesus did something on that cross real special. He transferred our ugliness into being saved, being filled, being thrilled. But in that, we were supposed to put our whole being in Jesus. We lost our identification ourselves. We're now followers. We're not nothing else. We're not a prophet. We're not a teacher. We're nothing. We're followers. Now, if God so chooses, He'll make you a pastor. God chooses, He'll make you a prophet. God chooses, He'll make you a teacher. But you got to dissolve at first. You're nothing before God can do this. You don't learn this through a school, and even though schools are very good, but it's all in the natural. See, what the schools have tried to believe, they've been in competition, and that's why the natural schools don't like it, because the church schools are about as bad as the natural schools. Or the church schools claims to have Jesus, but they're presuming they lie. And when you go through an untruth, you're at odds with God. God's already against you. Straight is the gate, and narrow is the way that leads to eternal life, and few there be that find it. It doesn't come by living sloppy and then going out and having a prayer meeting. It doesn't mean giving out here living like the world and having a prayer meeting. See, what we do, we try to cover up our faults. We don't want anybody to know how desperately far we are from God. See, there's no way that we can get cleaned up only through God. But the promotion system comes through the natural man. So come to open your mouth and repent down here. I'll pray for you. That's a bunch of hogwash, because when man prays for you, you're not going to get touched. You're going to get a humanistic feeling. Oh, boy. Well, it's a lot like you go to a nice, formal, great concert. Oh, it makes you lift you up, but it's not the Lord. You can go to a baseball game. It's so nice. It's but still not by the Lord. All these things that promote of good feelings, but they don't last. And what happens in those kind of settings? You got most days nowadays, you got liquor, you got tobacco, you got people talking in indecent way of talking, you got them taking the name of the Lord in vain. You have all of these things that happen because you're in a company of in the natural. But God's supernatural. He will not allow it. Young man, old man, mother, daughter, wherever you are, God wants to seriously come out from ugly and be separate. That means having a separate identification. My identification from God comes from God the Father. God, He is the one my credentials are under. Not no denomination. Denominations could be good if God controlled it. But see, it wouldn't have to have denomination if God controlled it. Because it just worked. God would take care of the pastor. God would take care of the prophet. God would take care of all of the apostles. Take care of the teachers. But they have to be operating through the Spirit of God. Not in your own vain imaginations. As the Gentiles walk. Walking in the vanity of their mind. That's what we come. We walk in the vanity of our mind. And we claim to be holier than thou. Oh, we compare ourselves to everybody. Oh, I don't make those kind of mistakes. I'm perfect. I come into perfection. God's the one that brings us into perfection. Having their understanding darkened. Their understanding darkened. Boy, that's pretty shady, isn't it? When you darken your understanding, boy, that you can't even see it. So your understanding, you understand it to the natural, and you're trying to get right with God, you're trying to get right, you want to serve God, but you don't want to go God's way. Let's be just plain, put it on the board, you just don't want to do it God's way. You want to accept God as you want to. I've talked to pastors, this is right. They want to do it as they do. Well, I've got news for you. God wants you to follow Him, not no other way, because you start working in darkness. Because you close off all the lifelines that bring life to you. You're collected on the ship, and you cut off all the lines that get you back to shore. You cut them off, and pretty soon you're out there in life, and you get seriously in trouble. You get fearful. You're in unbelief. You call upon God, but God's really far from you, because you cut off what He has. When you say, no, you cut Him off. When we deliberately cut off God, see, God's main lifeline was through Jesus, but the main life that Jesus gives is the Holy Spirit, that you would be endued with power from where on high. Wouldn't be the natural man. It would be a holy man.
directed by heaven for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying the body of Christ. What a wonderful thing the truth would have set you free. We'd be on fire for God. We'd feel that glory of God. We'd be lifted up in holy places. Oh, the first chapter of Jesus talks about it. Walking in the presence of God. The eyes of your understanding that being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, what you will know. You're not going to know man's way, but you know God's way, because God will share it with you. The hope of his calling, praise God, and the riches of his glory. He gives you the little, oh, the just glory of God, the love of God. The joy of the Lord becomes your strength. You can't get it out there in the natural. You're going to feel bad. You're going to go away. Your heart aches. You just don't never feel good. You got to have a revival. Well, see, a lot of revivals, which all you do is we come back and stimulate the flesh. But you never really got it. You stimulated the flesh. You hear what I'm saying? You stimulate. It's a force of copying God, but not really God. See, you want the things of God, but you don't want to go God's way. See, Satan actually lets you do that. He wants you to be stimulated by a wrong where you feel good, but it's not from God. It's like David and Saul. When David was going to be made king, well, Saul was God's anointed. But then something happened to Saul's heart. He got very distant with God. And he didn't want to obey. Obedience is better than sacrifice, but he didn't want to do that. So he literally got away from God. When he got vexed with those spirits, then David could come back and pray for him, and he would feel good for a while. But it didn't leave him. But it soothed him. And that's just what our church does to us, I'll guarantee you. It just soothes us for a few days. Then we're back. If it was something solid, you'd have it all week. The power there, it don't leave you. It don't fail you. It's him. It's God. The churches have done a serious thing. It says he will even deceive the very elect. The church of the Lord Jesus Christ was God's very elect, yet they've been deceived. You say, well, you're talking where I'm talking where from God. And what is exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe according to the working of his mighty, it's according to the working of his mighty, which is the Holy Ghost. Without it, you're deceived. Working through the mighty power of the Holy Ghost. It's no other way. It's far above all principalities, powers, mights, and dominions, and every name that is named only in this world, but also that is in the world to come. Nothing can do what the Holy Ghost can do for you. You can give us all kinds of things, but unless it's by the Spirit, it's of no avail. You can have good programs about God without the anointing. It's nothing. It's flesh, and flesh does not work. I think out there you cannot understand this. How many of you? I've given out, partner has given out people what I've, and they can't even make sense of it. It's because they're blinded. They'd be blinded to this message today. But it takes the Holy Ghost. And with that, you're going to miss out from heaven. And missing out from heaven is real serious. It's there is a way that seems right unto man. But the end thereof is what? The way of death. Life and peace brings forth life, but sin brings forth death. And when we miss the mark, unless we have God's correction, which is through prayer, saying you're sorry, you'll miss it. You might say, we've had our church together 500 years. I don't care if you had it 1,000 years. If you don't have God, you're going to be no avail. I believe these big names, unless they got the true Spirit of God, are going to miss heaven. Because the Bible predicts, if you be open to his word, in the last days, many are called, and what? Few are chosen. Wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be that enter that, because what? Straight is the gate, and narrow is the way that leads to eternal life, and few there be that find it. Another, you might say, crucial, or whatever you want to call it, but said the word of God. As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be when the Son of Man cometh. I believe we're in that day, because I believe that God has all the signs. Right to now, this day, in Arizona, fires. The opposite part of the United States, rain. Another place, it's so dry, it's just going to have fires. Another place, you have tornadoes, hurricanes are just going to start again. It's all because we're at that last hour. It's time, the Bible says, it's now is the time to wake out of sleep. Church, you need to wake up out of sleep. You need to take heed to the things. I don't know what you've heard, but you need to take in new words of life. You need to call upon God, listen to this service here, and repent, and God will save you. If you'll listen to this program, God will save you. Not because of Brother Freeman, because but it's God, by the power of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is in these services, and He'll touch you. He'll correct you. He'll manifest Himself in you, for you, to be delivered from where you're at. Bible says, no temptation has taken you which is common to man, for God is faithful. He will not allow you to be tempted with what you're able to bear, and with that temptation, make a way of escape that ye might be able to bear it. If you want to get right with God, you can get right. But the problem is, pride has come into your heart, O church. This is from God, this is a prophecy, and it's from the heart of God. I know it, I'm going to speak it. Pride has come and destroyed the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Pride has come in to the meetings. Pride has come in and they've believed a lie, and they've missed out on God's gift. The gift of life, the gift of God's touch. I don't know how you would live without the touch of God. He is greater. All you need to do is be open to God. But your church has to be first. I talked to a lady this morning. I prayed for her husband a couple years ago, and he got healed. But she goes to this church that I know the Holy Ghost is in the back room. There's a lot of churches that way. We put him in the back room, and he can only speak when we want him to. See, that's not the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost puts you in the back room. He's up front. He's speaking. Holy, you're up there, but your body's back in the back room. He speaks through you and over you and about you. He consumes you. You consume him. He lives within you. You are the temple of the Holy Ghost. If you're the temple, you're not going to be putting him in no back room because he is going to leave you. He's going to go someplace else because he's easily troubled by us people if we don't get right. He's going to go some other way. You might say, I had him one time. Yeah, that's right. He's been very merciful. But he lives only in those that are alive. You have to be alive to God for him to live within you. There has to be a certain commodity that's in you that's receptive to the glory of God. He cannot birth himself in an angry person. He can't birth himself in someone that believes in witchcraft and all the deceptions in the world today. Full of sexual, unbelieving things. Those things should be part of us and leave us. Wherefore, put away all lying. We're to speak truth. Because we are a vessel. Because we're all members one to another. So if we speak wrong, then it's like putting arsenic on our food. Spiritual arsenic. When we speak these things, it kills us spiritually. You're still living, but your spirit, it's killing your spirit. You might once have been endowed with power, but it's killing your spirit. Remember, it's suicide. He that thinks he can get by stealing. You can't. Let no man steal, but let him labor working with his hands. Maybe he might have to give them that have not. It's not really fair for these people to get out here and they want to work for the Lord because they don't want to work. Now there's some people that God exempts them, but if you don't, you got to carry your own weight. That's why God made it. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth. And that's slang. All the things that cross our mind that's not edifying to the Lord. And grieve not the Holy Spirit. I have been in services where I've seen the Holy Spirit literally grieve. And people laugh. And they make fun. I feel for those people because they don't know. And they think they're really saved. They're really their powerhouses for God. But they don't realize. I'm so glad that I did get to go to early Pentecost. The old Pentecostals did teach me something. Be careful how you act about the Holy Ghost. I've remembered it. Be careful. They knew that much. You be careful. You don't order him, he orders you. But I got that straight, and I've lived by it. But all you modernists, you think that you can order him around? You cannot. You can order him around, but he's going to leave you. And Satan's going to pounce right on you. You don't know it. But he's going to make you look good for a while. You don't even listen to this kind of stuff. It's not for you. You're way above that. You know, he'll lie so much to you. He'll tell you so many lies. You ought to know it's all false because what he tells you is lies. Don't fall for his lies. But he 99% fall for his lies. Oh, you know, you don't want to go there no more because they preach separation. You know, they preach holiness. No, you should get away from that. You know, you're higher than that. The churches have to come to that place. They're higher. They don't need no They're so proud. That's what they are. They're proud. They stink. Proud flesh is what they used to talk was very, it smelled. And it says, let all bitterness, wrath, anger, and clamor, and evil speaking put away from you with all malice. Wow. That's a mouthful. Wherefore, put away all lying, speaking truth for every man, his neighbor, for we are members one to another. But see, what I'm saying is about lying. When we put the Holy Spirit, we're lying. It's just like this young man. If God don't speak through you, don't lie about it. Don't say it come from God. I'm very careful. I've waited for him right now. I know it's from the Lord. But there's times that I think it's from the Lord, but I'm not going to. God rehearsed something yesterday for me, but I'm thankful that I didn't even get on it. God's able to renew it. Something different. I could have jumped on that, yet I'd been in error. I'd be speaking a lie. And when we start speaking a lie, little by little, we start getting worse. And God says, sees you at it. And when you come against the Spirit, you're making a double whammy. It's twice as hard. These churches that don't have nothing, they're going to be a lot better off than those that think they got the Holy Ghost and come and say the Holy Ghost said something when he doesn't say it. I tell you, if the Holy Ghost tells you to work, do it, it's going to work. I'll guarantee you. If it don't work, don't blame him. He tells you it's going to work, it'll work. You don't have to have 10 people telling you. You know it yourself. See, God wants us to have that kind of relationship with him. Even though the whole world come against us, I'm going to stand alone. And that's what it means, be steadfast. Unmovable, always about the work, know that your labor is not in vain. That's one singular. You can't get a crowd of people to do that. They won't do it. But if you'll stand, and having them all to stand, church stand, be strong in the Lord, in the power of his might. Put you on the whole armor of God, that you might be able to withstand the wiles of the devil. Nobody comes in, we just bow down, we let him come in. Oh, and he says, if anybody comes against him, well, don't kill our pet. You certainly enjoy what he does. You enjoy that it's not holy living. But this is not going to make it with God. You're going to miss out. You have a former goddess, and you're going to live all right while you're here. But in a very short time, the Antichrist is going to come very shortly. And when he comes, you're going to have to renounce the Lord or be killed. And what you got in your life, you will not make it because you cannot stand. You'll not be able. But see, if you're right with God, God will take you away before that happens. I truly believe this. He's going to take the church, the Lord Jesus, out. Those who have lived for him and have loved, touched him, God's going to take you out. God's going to bless you. God's going to make you stand that day. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, that's what it's talking about, I will keep thee. I will keep thee. That's us. Come a sheep, come a, that's us, come a, that's not those others, that's us. From the hour of temptation, that hour of temptation, which shall come upon the whole world, to try them that dwell up all on earth. Dwell, it's universal. But man, if you live for God, God's going to bring you out of it. He's going to put you separate. And you need to learn to walk in victory. Your eyes over the righteous. His ears are open to cry. It says, call, and it's only for those that love him. Call on me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things you know not. This is only for those that love God. It's not for the world. The 91st Psalm is not for the world. It's not for the church that I see today. It's for those that walk in holiness. Those that live holy before God, they're going to be the saints of God. Your steps are ordered by him. You say, oh, you holier now. No, we're just doing the will of God. You get there, you can do the same thing. All you gotta do is real easy. Just surrender to him. He wants your heart. All he wants is your heart. All your heart. You know, your body, he'll take care of it. But your heart's not right with God. Where your heart is, there shall your treasure be also. That's what the Bible said. So our treasure, lay not for your treasures upon earth, but lay up for your treasures in heaven. Where your treasure is, there shall your heart be also. They go together. So I pray that God will love you this day. I pray that God will make his face to shine upon you. I pray for the evidence of God's glory upon the evidence of God's glory is for the child of God. This kind of times, the Lord's let me know a child of God is very special. A child of God walks in humility. A child of God is not puffed up. He's very humble. He's clothed with humility. He walks in love. He walks by patience. He walks in the authority of God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. He walks in liberty. He walks in God's justice. He walks in the hope of his coming. He walks delivered from the prince powers of the dark and power of this world and the things that come. He walks in holy walking unity. He walks in unity. Glory to God. He walks for those who will separate themselves, walking holy before him. Those that are thankful. Those that are thankful. He's coming for those that are thankful. Those that are obedient. To those God will bless. For the rest of the world, there's going to be a judging day. Many in that day of judgment are going to lose out. It's appointed unto man once to die, then comes the judgment. I believe you got the Holy Ghost right now. God's going to alleviate that from that judgment. God's going to touch you, minister over you, but the world is going to have a harsh judgment. You're going to take accountable for all of your foolish actions for all these days. You tried to serve some man when you should have been serving God. When you want to serve a name. A name means so much to you, but there's no other name in heaven whereby you can serve God through Jesus Christ, because Jesus Christ is the only way. It isn't through the Baptist church, it isn't through the pastor of any of these other, it's through Jesus Christ, to him only. I think that God would not allow this a few years back, but now, he is the only way. The other ways have got slipshod, they got careless. They're away from God. They got their own way. When we find our own way, God leaves us alone. Out there, hear me today, you're going to self-destruct very soon. So seek God. He's your answer. God bless you all. Amen. You're going to self-destruct.
Amen. What a wonderful message. I was just thinking about how God has used Brother Freedom through the years. I was thinking of all the various prophetic words that he's given that have come to pass. We don't have time here to tell you about all of them, but I remember one where there was a great man of God. We thought he was a great man of God in our town, and he was in two different prayer meetings, and people just looked up to him, and his pastor said, "Boy, I wish I had more men like this man." And one day, Brother Freedom said to me, "That brother's in terrible trouble, Brother Clint. He's in terrible trouble. Something awful is about to befall him. He's going to be in trouble. You watch." And sure enough, within about 3 or 4 weeks, that man was arrested and hauled before the judge, and he was sent to San Quentin prison. He had a terrible secret sin, and he died in prison. We went to his funeral. They said that he got things straightened out. But Brother Freedom told me about it several weeks in advance. The Holy Ghost had spoken to him, and I knew that God was using Brother Freedom. I hope you listened to the message today, because it was from the Lord. God bless you, and thanks for joining us. Amen.
Glory.